Alpine Authors on Park Radio. A look at some of the great books being written by and for the Bow Valley.
Hi, and welcome to Alpine Authors. I'm Alan Buckingham. For many people, their pets are an important part of their lives. For Dorothy Stafford, that seems like a bit of an understatement. Dorothy, or Dort Stafford, is my guest on Alpine Authors this week, and she's the author of Wagging Tails, a book about all the dogs that have been part of her life. Hi, Dort, and welcome to Alpine Authors.
Thank you.
So, Wagging Tails seems basically like a story about all the dogs that have been a part of your life and the interesting things they got up to. What made you want to turn those stories into a book?
Well, actually, I've been wanting to write a book for a long time, and for my family mostly, and I didn't know where to start. I just didn't know how to go about it. And then my little granddaughter, Allie Rose, asked me one day if I would tell her about all the dogs in my life. So that's how that got started.
So it was just an offhand remark from one
of
your
granddaughters. I've been writing stories. I mean, I've got all kinds of stories going. My husband died in 91, so I wanted to write a family story for the kids. So it was ongoing thing. But then when this just sparked the twigged it for me.
Right, yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
And now you were born in the UK.
I was born in Edinburgh, Scotland. Yeah.
Okay, and you came to Canada after the war with your mother, who was a war bride.
Right.
Can you talk a bit about what it was like for you growing up and about Boise?
Oh, about Boise. Oh, well, I lived with my grandma and grandpa in Edinburgh. My mom wasn't around that much, and I really didn't know where she was. And my grandmother basically brought me up. And then when the war started, all of a sudden I was taken away to a town 24 miles away, which didn't seem like much. But Scotland didn't get the bombings and things that England got. So it was more or less a thing for them to get me off their hands. So that's what happened. I went away to North Berwick and stayed there for 6 years. And the dogs I saw there were the first dogs I'd ever came in contact. Really, I'd noticed dogs, but not so close. So that's how I got over being lonely and, you know, just somebody to huggle, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So.
And in the book, Boise seems to be an important dog.
Oh, he was, when I was evacuated, I was allowed to go and see my grandmother on the farm, and Boise was her special dog, and he was a special dog because he'd wait for me at the corner when I came, and my grandmother would tell him when I was coming, and he'd be there waiting for me. So with her, and so it was he was very special. I had lots of fun with him.
And what would you say you liked best about spending time with Boise?
Oh, just being out in the open and just having fun.
And so, what was it like for you moving to Banff?
It was different. I mean, I was 11 when I came to Banff, so I really didn't know what to think. You know, it was a new land, and I'd leave my grandmother behind, and, you know, just different. Just more memories, I guess.
Totally. And so when did dogs become part of your life in Banff?
Well, when I lived with my mom and dad in Banff, my dad got me a dog because I missed my grandmother and I missed Boise. And I talked about my grandmother all the time, so we thought, well, so he found a stray dog and he brought Buddy home. And that's how Buddy and I became tied together for a short while.
Do you want to talk a bit about Buddy and sort of how that relationship built between the two of you?
Oh, Buddy and I, he was the same way. He'd greet me when I came home from school, and I'd take him out for walks. And he was just my friend, you know. When I first came here, I didn't have any, but and then he was just my buddy.
Yeah, I sort of find that with a lot of people that, you know, sometimes pets can really fill that void that they don't have with people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And now you've had many dogs over your life. How many do you have right now?
One, just.
Just one?
Just one.
And how's that going for you?
Well, fine. I keep thinking I want to get another one, but I'm 70, going to be 76, and I'm thinking, oh, well, you know.
Can you talk a bit about your one dog now and tell us?
Oh, lady, she's just a gem. We go walking out twice a day and go on lots of hikes. And when the kids come, they bring all their dogs, and we always go for hikes to Boom Lake or up to the Beehive or places like that. She's just little, but she's a mountain dog. Well, from the word go, she's a mountain dog. But she, I don't know what I'd do without her. I would never be without a dog. It's too lonely, you know, being by myself. She's always there to greet me.
It is nice to always have somebody there. And
yeah, I know she can be a pain and once in a while when I want to go away and I don't have anybody to look after. But I've been very, very fortunate. I've had good people look after her. So.
Oh, good. And do you have any stories about Lady? Has she done anything that's worth noting?
Lady, no.
No, Lady's just your normal old dog.
Normal
just
little
a good
dog.
Companion.
Yeah, there's silly little things that she does that is between her and me.
Well, and I'm sure just like you would anybody else you lived with, there'd be crazy little things you know, that the two of you have to deal with.
She likes to play it. When it's time for me to go to bed and stuff like that, you know. But no, she's great.
And how long have you had Lady for now?
She's seven.
She's seven.
Yeah.
So that's getting old, but not too old for her.
Yeah, I lost Muggsy 3 years ago. So she's been on her own. So.
Right, so that's 3 years with just one dog. That's a long time to be just one for you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's got to be different going from, you know, having the different dogs over your life and trying. Do you ever find it hard to remember which one came in what order, or is that all pretty set?
No, it's pretty well set.
Yeah. When I was reading through the book, it was a lot of dogs to try and keep track of.
I must admit.
Then
somebody said to me, I think you got the wrong dog at this one. And I said, so I had to go back to the book and say, oh, it was Patty all along. It was my friend Joan said, I don't think it was Zeke that peed on my stereo. And I said, I don't think it was either, but she said she thought it was in there. So I looked back. No, it was Patty. So, you know, there's people bring things up.
Right. But, have you found a lot of that since you wrote the book? People coming and telling you stories of some of your different dogs?
They all laugh about them. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, neat. Very fun.
Yeah.
Well, we got to take a bit of a break here, but when we get back, I want to talk a bit more about Wagging Tails with Dort Stafford.
Alpine Authors on Park Radio will be right back. Now back to Alpine Authors, only on Park Radio, 101.1 FM.
Hi, and welcome back to Alpine Authors. I'm Alan Buckingham. And I'm here with the author of Wagging Tails, Dort Stafford. So let's talk a little bit about the process of writing the book. What was that like for you to actually get down and put everything into a book?
Well, I've written a lot. I started to do a family book, and I've got quite a bit of it done. And it did. Funnily enough, it didn't have any dogs in it. I didn't mention any of my dogs. It was mostly about our family and. Because my husband died, and I don't think the kids really, you know, knew about our life beforehand. And then, as I say, my granddaughter spent a lot of time with the kids and their dogs. They've all got dogs. And when she said that, I thought, oh, there's I can bring the family in too, because it's right from when I first started having dogs. So it kind of went from there. And it seemed quite simple, you know.
And so really you just sort of sat down and it all just came out?
Well, it's funny with writing. you write something down and then something else tweaks and it just goes from there and then little things come up. Oh, yeah, right. I remember that. Yeah.
And so when you went to put it into a book, how did you get all that? It's got to be a lot of logistics figuring out.
Oh, well, yeah. I had trouble. I'm not really imaginative that way. To get it in order, I had a lot of help from my editors. You know, they helped me a lot.
And so were these people that you knew, or did you submit it to a publishing company?
No, I did it myself. Okay. I did it myself, so.
And what was that like? That seems like it'd be a lot of work publishing.
Yeah, it was. Well, I had an editor who lived in Windermere or Invermere, and we used to do it over the phone. And then my son, who teaches writing, he helped me a lot. And then my friend Sandra Santalucia helped me a great deal. And then Nicole Dunstan, she used to work for she works for the Calgary Herald. She went over it and just finished it for me. And so, you know, I got a lot of help.
And it must be nice to have those people in your life that you can draw on.
Well, yeah. It was good. Yeah.
Excellent. And so who were you thinking of as an audience? Who did you think would be interested in reading the book? Who were you looking at?
Dog lovers. Yeah, dog lovers. And I thought kids, as I say, I wrote it for my family originally, and everybody said, well, it's about dogs. Everybody will love dogs. So, you know, I just thought, and I'm from Banff, and everybody knows my kids, so they know the Stafford family, so.
Right. And when you were writing the book, did you ever find it hard to remember some of the stories, or did you have them all written down already? How did you?
I wrote them down. As I was writing, the other one would come, and then I'd write down certain things to keep it in context with, so I didn't get dates, and I had trouble with that. I was like, it was funny there. So, but it was quite simple, actually. I've got a pretty good memory about those days, so it wasn't hard.
And did you ever find it tough? I know some of it's not all happy stories in the
book.
Oh,
no.
Did you find the bringing up some of those memories?
Oh, yeah. Really tough. Yeah. The first part of the book was, but that was part of me, and I didn't want to put it in, but my editors said, oh, yeah, you got to put that in because that's how it started. How the love came, so.
Yeah, it definitely did add to the book.
And,
did show that connection.
Yeah. Sure. And that, so anyway, I had that part I was pretty iffy about, but anyway, I finally did it.
And it works too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And now you definitely seem to enjoy dogs.
I love them.
what is it about dogs that you like so much?
Well, I just love animals. I just, it doesn't matter what animal, birds, anything. I don't know. I seem to be able to communicate more with them.
Just a natural thing.
They've given me anything I've needed, really, you know. It's a funny thing to say, but
Yeah, just sort of that companionship
and
being there.
Yeah, I think I've been pretty lonely all my life in a certain way. And so the dogs kind of give me that assurance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. And now there's some pretty great stories in the book. What are some of your favorite stories from some of the dogs you've had?
Zeke digging the hole until the whole body was in, and we had to pull him out. And when Sam? Yeah, Sam ran away. No, Snoopy was the one that went to Calgary and hard to get back. That was a pretty trying time.
Do you want to tell that story in a little bit more detail for?
Well, we went to Calgary and we took our dogs with us to visit a friend, and Snoopy was 15 and she was blind and a little deaf. And we went to Calgary, and my boys were there and so were our friend's boys, and they were told, make sure that gate's closed so the dogs don't get out. And we got to the wherever we were going, and a phone call came and said the dog had gotten out. And with that, we just raced home and looked for the dog all night, but there was no way we could find her. And then we had to go back to Banff, and we couldn't phone the SPCA because they weren't open on the weekend. So we had to wait till Monday. So Fran, my friend, phoned the SPC on Monday, and sure enough, they had this little dog. She'd gone from where the airport is down to the Bow River, and it just boggles your mind how she ever, because she was heading home, obviously, and so that was pretty miraculous.
Absolutely, and there's another story about a dog finding their way home too. When
Patty,
yes,
not Patty, yeah, Patty.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm getting mixed up. Yeah, Patty. He got lost for a long time, about 2 weeks, out in the wilderness. We didn't know where he was, and then I'd go to the door every night and no Patty. And then one day, I got up and thought, oh. And here he is sitting at the door. Yeah, it's just amazing.
Absolutely. And if I remember correctly, that was, you know, up by Spray Lakes or something.
Found his way home. And just amazing. Yeah.
And the one cat that makes it into the book, too, also went missing and found her way home, too, which is...
She was stolen.
But
found her way home somehow.
The animals seem to come back to you as well. So you're doing something right there.
Yeah. A lot of funny things.
Now, if people are looking to get a copy of the book, where can they do
I've
that?
I've got them at the Viewpoint and at the White Museum and in Gourley's Drugstore. And they're in Canmore at the... Cafe Books and at the vet there, and I think that's it.
It's a few different places.
I'm having some book signings in other towns in Cochrane.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to sell them in Canmore, and I'm going to have a table in Banff at the craft sale. So
excellent. Yeah, so people can keep their eyes out. And now you sort of mentioned that you were doing some other writing. You got future writing plans?
Well, I could write a second Wagging Tales right now. But I'm still working on it. Still working on there's one story that I've got lots of stories, so
great.
But this seemed to just fall into place for me, and it worked out well.
So now if you wrote a second Wagging Tales, would it be more stories from the same dogs, or...?
No, they're all gone. Most of them are all gone.
Yes, well, I wasn't sure whether there were stories that didn't make the cut for round one that you were going to throw in.
No, all these ones are there, but we lost four this summer.
So now we've got new dogs.
Yes. So all the new dogs are there.
Yeah, you've got five children
with two dogs.
The stories keep coming and keep coming, don't they?
Yeah. It's fun.
Excellent. Well, Dortz, it's a lovely book full of great canine tales.
Well, thank you so much.
And thanks for stopping by to talk about it with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's it for the show this week. If you missed part of the interview or you just want to listen to it again, you can download the show by heading to friendsofbanff.com and clicking the podcast link. If you'd like to pick up a copy of Dort Stafford's book, you can pick it up at the gift shop at the White Museum of the Canadian Rockies. Alpine Authors can be heard each week at this time on Park Radio. Tune in next week to hear from another Alpine author.
Alpine Authors, only on Park Radio, 101.1 FM.